AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. 14 international soccer officials, sports marketers, and others have been indicted by the U.S. Justice Department.
For about 20 years, up to and including the 2010 World Cup in South Africa, if you wanted to organize a world or regional soccer tournament or get a marketing tie-in with one, the indictment charges you paid bribes to FIFA officials, hundreds of millions of dollars in bribes. FBI Director James Comey.
That field that is so famously flat was made tilted.
The indictment charges the defendants turned FIFA into a criminal enterprise, using the U.S. financial system to hide bribes, payments that ultimately reduced the amount of money available to develop soccer in emerging countries. Warren Levinson, New York.
Seven FIFA board members have been arrested in Switzerland. Six are fighting extradition to the United States. More thunderstorm snarl traffic in the Houston area, but they don't appear to be adding to the problems in parts of the flood-battered city. Harris County Judge Ed Emmett says that any time there is a heavy rain, parts of the Houston area flood.
We live on the Texas Gulf Coast, and we have low-lying areas, and any time we have a major rain event, we're going to have issues. Now, the event we had yesterday was far beyond anything I'd seen before.
At least 17 people are known dead in the severe weather and flooding in Texas and Oklahoma since the weekend. The searches continue for a number of others who are still missing. The head of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicts up to 11 named storms and 3 to 6 hurricanes this coming season, the lowest number since 1998. NOAA Administrator Kathleen Sullivan says, but just like in baseball,
no matter how many pitches Mother Nature throws at us, from only a few to a whole lot, if just one of those pitches gets through the strike zone, we can be in for a lot of trouble.
And despite that low number, the season's first storm, Tropical Storm Anna, came ashore in North Carolina earlier this month. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 105. This is AP Radio News. Congress wants to know more about online breaches of the IRS, Jerry Bodlander tells us.
It's rarely good news when you unexpectedly hear from the IRS, and in this case, 104,000 taxpayers are going to be told that identity thieves accessed their confidential information using the IRS website. Senate Finance Committee Chairman Orrin Hatch wants a briefing by the end of next week that provides some basic information, like when did the breach happen, how soon after did the IRS learn of it, who did it, what information did they access, and has any of the information been used? He also wants to know what needs to be done to make sure it doesn't happen again. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Copper thieves are being blamed for this morning's disruption of subway service in New York City. Transit officials say at least 500 feet of copper cable was stolen from a dozen locations along the A train tracks in the Queens. Loss of service affected more than 750,000 people. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.